All right, welcome back. This week, we have a special guest brought to you by True Blue Pools, the pool doctors in Lexington, Kentucky. You can visit them at truebluepoolslex.com. I'll link all of that below. That's a lot. I know we have a big Kentucky contingency here. I think it came from like Jeff Jones. I think Lee Raker, that crew, yeah. There's a bunch of Kentucky fans that come on. Yep. So, if you're in need of help with your pool, we got you. Check them out. True Blue Pools, the pool doctor. Shout out, Wesley Young for supporting our special guest today in Las Vegas for the Olympic trials, I guess. I don't know if it's called the trials.
Yeah, it's a
trial. Argentina, Francisco Cafaro, AKA Poppy. Let's start there. A lot of people know you as Poppy. How did that name come about?
It happened in Australia. At the moment, everybody was watching like Prison Break and stuff like that. So this guy in Prison Break, Fernando Sucre, he's Spanish, and he used to call like everybody Poppy. So like people started calling me Poppy. So like, you know, I was referring to people as "was good Poppy," like "what's up Poppy" and stuff like that. And then like the coaches started calling me Poppy there and stuff. And then when I got recruited to UVA, the NBA Academy coaches will like talk to the UVA coaches and refer to me as Poppy. So that's like pretty much how like it went from
and it stuck
here as Poppy.
It's natural.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then let's rewind it a little more. How did you get into basketball?
So my brother, this program they have in Argentina, where they like try to recruit like young like promises for the country, and one of the programs are for like guards, and then another program is for bigs. There's like you gotta be over like whatever height at whatever age it was. My brother signed me up for that, and I got called to go, so I had to. So I made it over to Buenos Aires, and I was there for a week, and they gave me like a pair of basketball shoes. So I was like, damn, this is cool. I got a pair of free basketball shoes. So I was like, I might just start and like play basketball, give it a try. Went back home, gave it a try, and I kind of like liked it and started liking it more and more, and I stuck with it.
So what was it like for you? I mean, there's no AAU, what was it like for you in terms of like basketball coaching and teams and all the getting discovered? Like, how did that work for you?
Yeah, so we have in Argentina, we play state tournaments. And like 2 months after I started playing basketball, I got recruited because I was just so tall compared to everybody else for my age. State tournament, and I played that. And since then, I play like until I left to Australia every year for my age and like older teams too for state. And then, like I said, that camp that my brother like signed me up to, since then, like the national team kept an eye on me. And I got called. I play many tournaments with the national team, my age, a year older and 2 years older. So I played in order to make it to a World Cup. Like, you know, like right now, there's a FIBA U19 World Cup right now going on. Mm-hmm. To make it there, you got to first qualify in South America, then in America, and then you make it to the World Cup. So there's many tournaments that go on like every year for like junior players. And I play about like 8 or 10 of those with the national team up to this day, which is where like I got like seen from like colleges and like outside of Argentina.
Nice. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, how old were you? How old were you at the first camp your brother signed you up for?
The first one was, it was actually sad because I never left the country until like basketball, right?
Yeah.
The first two tournaments I played were in Argentina, so I was kind of bummed by that. First one I played, it was U16 for a year older, so I was like 15.
Yep.
It was like a year after I started playing basketball. It was cool to like experience that, but at the same time it was kind of like sad that I didn't get to leave the country.
Wait, was it a big deal between your friends that you were doing this, or did they not care? Was it?
No, it was a big deal. Okay, my friends was like happy to see me like right now in the tryouts for the Olympics and stuff. Whenever like the news go out, they all like text me, and it's cool, you know.
That's really cool. So when did UVA come into the picture?
I was actually doing my visits, because I was supposed to come like a year after the year I came, because like school like overlapping and stuff like that. But I don't remember exactly how we made it work. But I came in 2018, so I was doing my visits, and Cody Stallman already committed to UVA by the time I was doing my visits. And I lived with Cody in Australia because he played for the Australian team in the AAS, and I played for the academy team. So I kind of knew him before, not like great friends, but I knew him a little bit. I lived like with him. And so I was doing my visits, and I get a message from Cody when I was in the last day of my last visit. He was like, yo, what are you doing in the US? I'm like, I'm doing my visits. He was like, oh, coach, my coach is like interested in you. He like would like you to come visit if you can and stuff like that. And I was like exhausted because I did all four of my visits like back to back to back to back. So I was just like,
where'd you go? Where were your other visits?
So I went to Pitt first.
Yep.
I went to, where did I go second? I think I went to Georgia Tech, and then Nebraska, and then and then St. Mary's last. I was waiting for the coaches to pick me up, and I was talking to Cody, and I was like, yo, listen, tell Coach Bennett to like message somebody in the NBA Academy. Like, I'm not really like doing it direct with me. Like, the NBA Academy are like bringing this stuff to me. So I texted one of the NBA Academy guys. I was like, yo, UVA, I don't know the coach's name, but like the UVA coach like was interested in me or whatever. Cody Stallman told me, but like he was like, is it Coach Bennett? And I was like, I don't know. I told him to think. Then like 20 minutes after, he was like, yeah, UVA is interested in you. I just talked with Coach Bennett, blah blah blah. I believe, because I had no idea about college at the moment. I had like zero idea. And he was like, I just talked to Coach Bennett. And I was like, what do you think then? And he was like, honestly, we left a visit open just in case a school like this will like offer you. I think it's a great opportunity for you, for your development and all that. So if you think you want to and you think you want it, you should go visit. And I was like, let's do it. So from San Francisco, I came straight to UVA, did my visit, and shortly after that, I committed. I pretty much like decided to when I was at UVA, but shortly after that, I committed.
Like at that point, did you realize Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, Virginia, all in the same conference, or did you not know much about the U.S. in college?
Yeah, it's something like I would talk to like the NBA Academy people all the time and be like, they obviously love the ACC, the competition, all that. So they would mention a lot. And when the thing about UVA they mentioned is like, obviously it's in the ACC, but like the coaching staff and the people are very nice, are like have a really good reputation and like take care of their players a lot. And I was like, let's do it, you know?
That's great, man. Nope. Easy choice.
Yeah, very.
So walk us through your welcome to UVA or the ACC moment. Was there one like where you're like, oh shit, this is different?
No, because my first year was like, you know, I was out for like 9 months. So I was kind of like watching everything from the outside. And like, I saw like what it was like, you know, I saw what college was like, especially that first year, which was like one of the most loaded years in college pretty much. So I saw like what college was like, and especially basketball, obviously, what basketball, like college shoes was like and what it takes. And like, maybe that year I kind of like realized like what I got myself into and what like I needed to do in order to be a part of it. But I don't think I had like personally a moment that I was like, damn, like I'm like, this is ACC, this is college basketball, you know?
For sure.
So what aspects of your game haven't we seen yet?
I mean, I'm working on everything right now. Obviously, you've probably seen like physical and like a hard playing and rebounding and all that, which is what I do pretty much. What like brought me here, I just play hard, rebound, just banging the post and all that stuff, which is always like taking me like places. Like right now, I'm at the tryout because the coach wants me to do that. He doesn't want me to do anything other than what you guys seen. And I like that, but I that's not what I want to like stay at. I want to like improve and keep getting better and all the things. I've been working a lot on my shot.
You're working on an outside shot, 3-point, or what kind of range are you talking?
I mean, I'm working on everything. Obviously, shooting a lot of threes and twos. I'm working on face up, like in the post, and take a shot and all this stuff, which is something I want to slowly start like feeling confident doing. This like preseason at UVA, I want to like work a lot on that and see like how confident I feel with myself. Right now, if you put me in a basketball court and I have a, like I'm in the post and I face up, I'm probably going to turn my back and try to go to the basket because it's what I feel more confident with right now. But I want to, in maybe by the beginning of the season or mid-season and stuff like that, start feeling more confident with my shot and start like being able to take those when they are there. And like that, many things, just trying to like evolve as a basketball player, which is what I think takes to play and to play at higher levels that I want to play at.
What about your off seasons? You've been hit with some weird off seasons here. Yeah. With quarantine and all that, how has that been for you, like to progress your game?
Last year was like you said, weird. We had a time that we had to be there, a time that we couldn't even be around JPJ and stuff like that. Whenever we were in there, we had to be with like somebody that would like keep an eye on us. You were like taking care of all the protocols and all that stuff. There wasn't like any time to get extra working and all that. But I think we did a good job at like getting the work done. So that was good. And then this off season right now, I was able to come back from home because at home they closed everything down again because of the Brazilian strain. So I was able to come back a little earlier and like start working out. And then the team got there, we worked out with the team. And it was more open. Like if we wanted to go shoot after like dinner, we could, you know? So that's good to have that like opportunity to like go shoot whenever you want, go work out whenever you want, and have like also the coaches and like managers rebounding. They like, from 3 to 5, we have rebounders. You guys can come shoot. So that's also good to have, to get people to help you when you want to work out. And then right now I'm using this as an opportunity also to like get better and ask questions and all that, because we have really good players. Like, I don't know if you guys know Scola. He played in the NBA for 10 years. He's from Argentina. He's 41 right now. So the Olympics are
still playing.
Yeah. The Olympics are going to be his last games. He's really like smart and like has a bunch of knowledge about basketball. So like, I'm trying to like get as much as I can from him and many other players like Campazzo, who is now with the Nuggets, and many players are like in the EuroLeague and stuff like that. They have a lot of like international professional experience. So I'm trying to like use this to play against them and like see how they work and see how they do it to like make it.
Real pros. Is this Argentinian team gonna break out the pack line for the Olympics or no?
No, I wish. It's kind of confusing to like come from like something like, I mean, not that I love playing the pack line because it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
But it works, which is why we do it.
Exactly.
And it's kind of like confusing right now getting to like learn all this different, like complete different like playing styles and systems. But like slowly I'm getting it and it's getting like easier and easier. I feel like it's easier to do what we do here than what we do at UVA. It's just like my body is stuck to what we do at UVA because I did it for the past 3 years nonstop.
Yeah. Muscle memory, man.
What are your days like now during these trials?
We until yesterday, I would be practicing in the morning for like 3 hours. It was like a little bit of lift. And then we had some stations where we were like shooting and dribbling and all that. And then like an hour and a half of like basketball practice with the team. And then we had the afternoon off. But now it changed because we like went to the bubble where like the US, Australia, Nigeria, and us are. So it changes the times depending on like when the other teams practice and all that. For example, today we have a game at 5, I think. We play against Nigeria. So it's a little different to what it was, what is it going to be like tomorrow and stuff like that. So we don't really know.
And then I was going to ask you about last year. Coming into the year, you were recovering from a little bit of an injury. How was that transition? Did you feel like that hampered you a little bit in the start of the year?
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, like right before the games, I think it was the week before, I had my surgery on my knee gone, my second one on my knee. So I kind of struggled a bit because I thought I had a chance to like, you know, get some minutes and start like showing my work out there, you know, start like being able to help the team and help myself. And I was kind of bummed because it was my third surgery in 3 years at UVA. First one, it was as soon as I got there. The second one, it was the day before we played the first friendly game. And then this one was the week before we started like the season. So it was like, I mean, I thought about being like, I'm away. I'm leaving everything behind, away from my family, friends, my people, what I'm like, my culture, what I'm comfortable around. To play, to show myself, to like get myself to the next level. And I can't do that. I can't show my skills. I can help my team. I can't do any of that I want to do, which is why I'm here. So I was kind of bummed, but at the same time, I was like, it kind of helped me to like push through, you know, like get my rehab done, going there 2 to 3 times a day to make like go faster. And whenever I like was able to start working, like do whatever I could. If I could shoot sitting down, I would do that, you know, like making the most out of it. So I could be the most ready I could when I was back.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, Phony, what does the average fan say about? Do they know that? Do they know Poppy was going through that?
You know, there was just a discussion, I think, on the LRA board. And that was one of the things someone brought up is that, you know, you've had a lot of surgeries and kind of these setbacks. And it's been hard to really get that momentum going. You know, so what's your mindset heading into this season? I mean, your body feeling good now? You feel like you're really, you know, going to be ready on day one now?
Yeah, I feel ready. I feel like my body is getting better. Taking care of it, putting ice after practice, making sure like everything's right. When I have a little bit of pain, go see Ethan or Doc. It's like stuff like that like will help me stay healthy as much as I can.
Is it a meniscus? Is that been your knee problem?
No. So the first surgery I had, which was the main one, I played a tournament in Canada with the national team before coming to UVA. Which is what I think flared up. We play 11 games between the tournament and the friendly games in 14 days.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And I average about 33 minutes a game. I also thought that was my best basketball shape I've been at. Like, I think I played really good that tournament. I was feeling really good about myself coming into UVA and stuff. Whereas like that's what I'm trying to get to again, feel like good about myself and confident in the basketball court, which is what I'm working on. But I played a lot and my legs were really sore after that tournament. So I got to UVA, and my right knee was sore. So we went to get an MRI done on my legs and from my knees down. My left knee, my right knee was fine. My legs had like a couple of bruises on them. But there was like a lot of liquid on my left knee. And they were like, oh, let's do another MRI on your knee. So they went and get it done. And my femur had like a little fracture on it. Like it wasn't like broken, but it had like
stress fracture problem.
Yeah, something like that. That was like, yep. So the femur goes like that. And when the joint's on your knee, like at the bottom, it had like the little fracture. And the doctor said, like, you're not in pain right now. And you don't need to operate on it right away, but it will be the smartest thing to do to like get surgery on it right now, because you could like get way worse in the future and like probably mess your knee up. So I was like, I mean, I trust the doctors. I don't know that. So I'm going to trust these guys that want me to like get better and be fine in the future. So that's what I got done. They pretty much had to take that little piece of bone out because it was dead and get bone from the other side of my leg pretty much and replace it in there.
Wow. That's a serious surgery. That's
yeah, which is why I was out for so long, because it was right on the joint on the knee, on one like the biggest bone of your body. So I was out for 9 months for that. And then the second one was where I got but I got kneed on my quad twice in like 2 minutes, and one of my either veins or arteries broke pretty much and filled my compartment with blood, and that had to be like a immediate like surgery. It had to be done at the moment. It was the worst pain I've ever had in my life. Like,
if right, because that's where it starts compressing the other stuff in there.
Pressure on, like my leg was like solid like a table. Yeah, I mean, I lost track of what was going on. I like forgot some of like the stuff that happened after that happened, because it was so painful. Like that was a 10 on a scale 1 to 10. The other worst pain I had was probably like a 4. So it was really bad. And then the second surgery was again on the same knee. The third surgery was on the same knee, and I had a little bit of pain. And they did an MRI again, and my meniscus was a little messed up, my cartilage. So they fixed that, and they took the screws out from the first surgery, which was a pretty easy surgery. I was out for like 2.5 months only.
Right.
But it wasn't as bad as the other ones, but it was still, you know, wasn't able to move my knee, my legs, do much, so.
Wow. You know, and I know that frustrates fans, because UVA isn't real forthcoming with stuff like that. And I understand there's medical privacy issues and whatnot with that. But a lot of times I think the fans are in the dark. They're like, why isn't this guy playing more? Why isn't he here? And a lot of times I think it's, you know, guys, they didn't get the preseason in because they were hurt. And now you're trying to play catch up throughout the season. And you know, maybe you didn't get the lifting in. And it just all sets back. And fans don't get that communication from the team on the medical stuff.
Yeah, my thing was I never really like cared to like show people what was going on. It was like, it's more like I'm focused on myself. It's my body, it's my knee. If I go surgery, it's kind of like my choice to do an interview about it, to like show people what's going on. But I was just never really interested on it. It's like, people can really think whatever they want. They always will think whatever they want anyway. So people do love that. So I kind of like wanted to focus more on like what was going on with myself instead of like trying to show everybody what was going on. But now I feel like all the stuff is behind, which is why like I don't mind like talking about it and telling what's going on. Like even like Tita probably like didn't really know what was going on with myself, and I feel like you know, I have no problem in telling T-Dub like even when it happened what was going on, because I know T-Dub is gonna not say anything about it, and she's like gonna keep it cool, you know. But it was more like right now I'm like fine to talk about it, because it's in the past and it's something that I feel like it's part of like myself and my player history in a way. So yeah.
And sometimes it's tough too if you're like guys when they're injured for a long time, you're a little bit out, like you said, outside looking in. You know, how do you or tell another player to stay involved with the team, the chemistry, the whole thing when you can't really participate 100% in everything, you know?
I feel like for me coming in, the first surgery was good in a way because I got to be used to college and the system and like school and all that without having the pressure of like basketball. I got to like learn how school works and how the system at UVA works and all that without having the pressure of being in there and getting everything done right. So that was good in a way, but I feel like getting involved is easy to do when you're on the outside. Obviously go in there early, get your treatment done, and then be around your teammates, build like chemistry with your teammates and watch what practice is like, watch what you're gonna like do when you're ready to practice. That's pretty much what you have to do. Just see what you're gonna be doing once you can. So when you can, you're pretty much ready for it.
How much of a basketball culture shock is there? Because I played basketball in Brazil. I played at Virginia way back in the day with Jay Willie. But I played there, and you know, the language is different. The way you talk about things is different. So we have, you know, we had Jack, you, Cody, Tane now coming in. Is the guys that are playing now, the American guys, they've seen each other at AAU tournaments for the past 5 years. You know, they have a rapport. So what's that culture?
It's different. Like some guys talk about AAU and I still don't know what AAU means and what it is.
Exactly. American Athletic Union or some shit.
Yeah, I never really was like bothered to learn what AAU is like because I mean, I see like one of our managers, Shane, coach an AAU team. So I'm like, what is AAU? What is this? You know, like I always look at it as some bullshit, if you excuse me. In a way, but I also think there's some tournaments, AU tournaments that I see on Instagram and stuff. Some of like my teammates played, and it's a huge opportunity for them to show themselves and like make it to like places. Like some of the guys made it to UVA because of playing for the AU team.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a very different like culture, like you were saying in Argentina. We play for a club, like I pay money to be a part of this club that I can like do tennis. I could go to the pool if I want to. I could play basketball, could do anything. And that's pretty much how you play sports in Argentina. And then coming to this was different. In Australia, I was in the NBA Academy, which is like a USA built type of like system. So it was also different. And the language was the most like difficult thing for me.
Yep.
Because I spoke zero English. The first day I was in Australia, it was two of us only. It was me and this guy from India who spoke really well English. He like, his family spoke English. So he was 100% fluent. And he knocks on my door and he was like, let's go eat. And I was like, just shaking my head. I was like,
nothing.
Let's go eat. And I was like, no, like, I just didn't know what was going on. And he was like, let's go eat. And when he did this with the hands, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all I said. I knew yes, no. So I was like, yeah, yeah. Let's eat. And the whole conversation was like us two eating with our Google Translate out, just like translating stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
That's how I communicated at first. And then from like hearing people talk, like, you know, you start realizing what like people are saying in different situations. And that's when you start like picking it up. It didn't take me long, but the first like 2-3 months was kind of like of a struggle for me.
So what about the food? Like you just mentioned went out to eat. What are the food spots for you in Charlottesville?
In Charlottesville, I love Kabuto. Kabuto might be top one for me.
What's Kabuto?
It's like hibachi style.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm not a huge, like, I always eat what they give us at JPJ. I'm not a huge, like, damn, I don't like these. I gotta go eat somewhere else. I eat kind of like whatever. But restaurant wise, I love Kabuta. I used to love Downtown Grill that they closed during quarantine. I love some good like steak. I'm from Ireland, and we eat steaks all the time. So that's what I love.
Should ask.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, other than that, it's like I'm fine with whatever.
Bodos? What about Bodos?
Like, you probably used to Kihei that damn, he's out every day. He's in every place. So I'm not like that. I should eat whatever.
Well, there's a sponsorship opportunity out there. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We'll get my list right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we gotta do Poppy steaks or some shit. Poppy's right. Argentinian steaks.
I gotta ask my soccer question. Did you play soccer before basketball?
No, I played soccer for like a year when I was like five. I never really liked soccer.
Wow.
Yeah, hot take. I mean, I like it. I enjoy watching Argentina make it. You know, other than when Argentina plays tournaments, like right now, they just bit Colombia and penalties and stuff like that. Other than stuff like that, I don't really watch it. I used to when I was in Argentina with my friends. It was like something we did, you know, let's go eat something, watch the games. But just not anymore since I left, which was about 5-6 years ago. So,
gotcha. So there's a big finale Saturday night, and we got Fresh, who's going to be pulling for Brazil.
I'll be Brazil, yep.
And you're going to be watching that?
You know who I'll be pulling for? Yes, yeah. We'll watch it with the whole team. We watched.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Penalties against Colombia. Our goalie was kind of stunning. I don't know if you heard anything about it. Our goalie was just like talking mad trash to the guys kicking the penalties.
And the penalties, nice.
Yeah, he was talking mad trash. He was like, it was bad, but he got it done. He got three. He saved three penalties, and we made it to the finals against Brazil, who we're gonna beat. So,
yeah, I saw the end of that. Yeah, people kept going to that same spot to his left. I guess
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was ready. He seemed like he had done his scouting work and knew where they were going. Yeah. That was nice.
So what's your plan now? You've got a game tonight, and then what will you find out about Tokyo? You think?
So the game is tonight. That's against Nigeria. And then I think we play against Australia the 10th and against the US the 12th, I think, something like that. But in the next like 6 days, we're going to play three games against them three teams. And I feel like after that, we should find out probably like right after that or maybe right before Tokyo, which is the team leaves for Tokyo the 18th.
Okay.
So probably the 16th, 17th at latest. So.
Oh wow, that's coming up.
Yeah,
it's great.
So self-assessment, do you think you make it?
I trust myself and I believe in myself, which is why I'm here. So I think I will and I hope I will, but yep. We obviously don't know until it happens. So fingers crossed.
We're cheering for you, man. That'll be really cool to represent.
Yeah. One more guy to pull for in Tokyo. Yeah,
oh, for sure.
It's gonna be cool. And then you play. US, what day is that on?
12? I believe it's the 12th. We nice. Didn't really get a schedule for it. But
this weekend, sometime.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How often do you check in with Virginia basketball while you're with the team, the national team?
I talked to coach a couple of days ago. He was just checking in, see how everything was going. Right now I'm in classes, so I gotta be attached to UVA like every day. But basketball wise, I talked to coach two days ago, and I talked to the guys like, you know, on Snapchat or just messages, play PlayStation with some of them. So,
what are your expectations for this upcoming season? I mean, we'll have you on before the season again, but what are your thoughts right now off season? Have you seen everyone play a few times?
So I was there with everyone for a week before I had to leave. But I feel like I gotta use this as an opportunity to grow. Like I mentioned earlier around these players, to learn the most I can, to ask questions. And if I make it to Tokyo, use that. I know if I make it to Tokyo, I'm not gonna be like a main player. Like I'm probably gonna be in the bench most of the time. But I want to use it as an experience to watch, to see, mm-hmm. learn, and to
it's a big deal, man.
That's a huge deal.
And to use the extra time, you know, to like work on my game too, because I know I'm not gonna have much impact in the court. I want to have a lot of impact outside of the court, and also like grow my game, so as much as I can, try to go shoot and stuff like that. And then once I'm back, use that like experience and like keep also getting better and working out with the team at UVA and doing the most I can to be ready for next year, and hopefully, you know, earn my minutes and show that I can be out there and play ball for UVA.
Awesome, man. Well, we appreciate having you.
Exciting, dude.
We'll be talking to you soon, cheering you on there in Vegas, man. Yep. Thanks again.
Thank you, guys.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
All right.